Please, Whiskey Hotel Monitoring.
KCHKJO.
NAWRO, Richmond. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Tim.
I wasn't on earlier, as you said, but what's your path today? Where you got to go? A local day or not so local?
Nah, kind of local. Flint and Lapeer, so it's not too far away.
Understood. Well, that might be good because might be getting some storms later today.
Yeah, that's what I was reading. How was yesterday's meeting? It's been a night meeting, so I didn't think I needed to be there.
Yeah, nothing too much really going on. A little bit of Skywarn was mixed in too, so because that season is upon us. And yeah, it's really John's meeting for IT. Yeah, I can't think of anything earth-shattering. Of course, we got the set coming up, so there's going to be that.
Yep, that's going to be fun. You know, waiting for that. And Rachel's got my car, so she did the oil change, popped off fluids, changed the clinch wipers today, took the trans fluid, doing the rear diff today, so she's doing a whole once-over on it. And once I get a little bit more financials, or once I get rid of my Cadillac, then I'm going to get a couple tie rods, you know, because she's got a little bit of drifting in her. So I'll get that done, and she'll be good to go.
Good deal. Yeah, I might want to get the specs on the tires you put on that one, because I got my old 2008 Explorer. Needs new tires, and my brother's got it now. So I want to go the same route you did. I don't need to go. It's got Michelins on it now. No reason to go that way. I'd rather go the direction you did.
Yeah, I got P24560R18s. And looked at them from Discount Tire for like $100 a piece. So just under five, and that is without the sensors, the tire pressure sensors. You know, because those are $75 a piece.
All right, that's not too bad. It's about the ballpark that I was looking at right there. And, the tread is not overly bad on the Michelins that are on this vehicle, but the top right sensor, the top right tire, passenger right, it has a very slow leak in it. And throughout the years, I could never, they'd remount it, they'd reseal it, they'd do everything, and we could just never get it right. And at this point, the tread is running down enough to justify replacing it. So, I don't know. I always hate replacing just one tire, though.
Well, I was going to do the backs on mine, but because it's all-wheel drive, you want to do all four. So, I skated out pretty good. Like I said, 496 total, I think it was, without the tire sensors.
So when you say that without the sensors, are the old ones still in there, or you just don't have the sensor, you don't have that capability?
Right. When they change the tires, they pull the sensors off, and I just had standard stems put in. You know, maybe later in time, I'll take it over to Vance, have the tires put on sensors, have it rigged, you know, the sensors calibrated, and then the tires put back on. So right now, I don't see it as a big issue.
NAWRO. We got by without that for many a year, so I concur with you. The 2008 model Explorer, it didn't identify which tire was low. You had to guess. You had to try to find it. So nowadays, of course, they tell you exactly which tire it is. So, but anyway.
Right. I mean, the Caddy had tire sensors. You know, being in 2007, it told me which tire. And then they started going out. I'm like, I'm not going to worry about them. You know, you got to change them after a year or 2 years. It's not worth the effort.
Yeah, I definitely agree on that. Let's see, for Thursday, apparently we're doing like ICS refresher training, you know, and just a whole bunch of little stuff for the set, right? Nothing Nothing too fancy for Thursday, so hopefully you'll be able to make Thursday. You usually make the meetings, right?
Yeah, I usually make the meetings on Thursday. You know, and I try to make the ones on the radio every other Thursday or the other Thursdays, you know, either by Echolink or by my Ulster notes.
All right, Tom, safe travels. I'm going to get back to doing what I'm doing here, giving John a task. I'm going to put the rosters on the secure side of the website so that I don't have to keep posting them over on Discord and they disappear. You know, they go up the chain and you can never find them. So anytime you want the current roster, you'll be able to just download it, log in, and download it from the website. It makes much more sense.
That works. All right, I'll let you get back to that. I'm 3 miles off from where I got to be, so it's a five minute buzz here. So I will catch you when I get outside. So if you're in your finals, KCKJO.
Have a good one, Tom. November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Clear, but listening.
November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. WARCY. Good morning.
Good morning, Donald. Hey, that was a delicious breakfast the other day. I did comment on that, but that was really good.
First and foremost, I just want to say I'm glad I came out there, and I just want to say it was nice to meet you, and you made me feel welcome, and I appreciated the conversations we had between Mike, who I've already known for quite a while, you and myself. You made me feel welcome, you made me feel comfortable, and I truly appreciated it. As for the food, oh my gosh, yeah, the food was really, really good. I might have to go maybe with a skillet though next time because I was full, but I'm not as full as what I would be at other places. But then again, over the last 2 years, I've lost a ton of weight, and I don't want to go back in the other direction again, seeing that I'm almost 70. So, and I don't, and my doctors don't yell at me as much anymore. So, but I just wanted to say, it was a pleasure to meet you, and thank you for the conversations we had. So that's why I'm just chiming in real quick, and I will let you get your day started.
Yeah, our pleasure, Donald. It was good. We were on the cool side of the table. That other rabble on the other side of the table, we had to stay away from those guys. But no, it was fun. Great fun. Hope you can possibly maybe make it out in June, too. But I realize it all depends on where you're at, if you're in your normal QTH or if you're on the other side there. So, but, yeah, it was good. So I will get back at it. You have a great day. This is NAWRO. I'll listen out if you got a last one here.
Well, Sean and I live about a half a mile or so, maybe three-quarters of a mile from each other. So I have to basically travel that little three-quarters of a mile further than what Sean would have to drive, in a sense. But even if I do come from Madison Heights, Love a Mile, DeQuinder area, it's not that bad of a drive. It's, you know, like I said, just that weekend happened to be convenient because I was house-sitting right there at 23 and 94. So it worked out perfectly. But I know some of these guys meet a lot out that way. And if I'm in that area and at 23 and 94 at my girlfriend's place, it's not a problem for me to stop anywhere in, you know, Chesterfield, Richmond, New Baltimore, New Haven areas. It wouldn't be a problem at all. Again, thank you. Have a great day. I'll let you get back at it. All the best. W-A-R-C-Y.
Yeah, Donald. N-A-W-R-O. Clear as well.
K-A-B-C-W. K-A-C-A-K-J-O. This is N-6-W-Y, November 6th, Whiskey Yankee. On statewide one, listening for any call.
November 6th, Whiskey Yankee, as I was just said. This is Kilo Charlie, Kilo Juliet Oscar.
KCAKJO, this is N6WY. Did I lose you?
No, I didn't hear a callback, and I didn't know if I lost you. Yeah, this is Tom Tango Oscar Mike, call sign Kilo Charlie, Kilo Juliet Oscar.
Well, Tom, I did push the button. At least I thought I did. I got a new radio here, 890, and I don't know if there's anything wrong with it or not. It does strange things occasionally, and I kind of blame my hotspot, and my hotspot is going bad, but I never had trouble with this repeater except a few times I push the button, give out a call, and nobody answers me. Especially when they, like we just did. I don't know if it's the repeater system or my new radio. I also have an 878, and it seems to be a little bit more predictable than this one. But I don't know if I got a lemon or I'm doing something wrong. I don't have it fully programmed yet. KC8KJO, this is N6WY.
Sometimes you gotta wait a couple seconds. I have the 380 and the PTT button sometimes that hit just right. So it's fickle. But I got you in there now. It sounds all right. Make sure you got your power up on high. That's in the free talking on an HT. And you're Mount Clemens, so you should be pretty close to the receiver site. I'm sitting in Flint. KCK Joe.
Well, that time I got a pop in my transceiver. I let it up on it, and I said, gosh, what's that pop? And I did it again. I never had that on the 878. The pop is rare, but it happens every so often. The speaker didn't disconnect quick enough or something. But it's a nice loud pop. I don't know what's going on, but hopefully it's okay. And it may be just like what you said. I didn't have my thumb on the push to talk correctly, and I wasn't talking. So, I know, I play with it some more before I say it's bad radio. And hopefully it'll be all right.
Yeah, keep playing with it. I'll be out and about. I got to grab this phone call. I'll be back. N6WY, 73 from KCKTO.
I got to get moving also. 73, N6WY.
KCKTO. KCKTO.
K8DCW.
N8DVF.
K8TMR.
Are you home?
Yeah, home. I was trying it out and standing in the driveway. On the handheld.
No, so you're RF. You're not even going through the hotspot.
Yes, sir.
Like you had two SSIDs and passwords that were the exact same, but they were coming from two different routers, kind of deal.
Yeah, kind of like that. So the Starlink came with a router, and then I was using the mesh system I have in the house, but I never disabled the Wi-Fi coming out of the Starlink router. So I think it might have been maybe interfering if I went back and forth. Maybe not, but I reset everything and got it back working. So I don't know. I'm hoping that was it. If not, there's something else. But as of now, it's working.
I would say with 99% confidence that's what it is. You are getting two different SSIDs, probably two different IP ranges. And it was confused or there was an IP conflict. So there you go. Good. I'm glad you found it. Yeah, that was, I didn't know that. That was the first thing I did. I put mine in bypass mode. So it was literally just acting as a modem.
Yeah, so it was weird. Like when I got it, I thought I did that. But then I put the Starlink in bypass. But then the TP-Link mesh system wasn't, they were saying it was connected, but there was no internet. So I think I don't even remember exactly what I did today, but I had to change a setting in the mesh system to where it was either like a point of access or a Wi-Fi or something, but I ended up figuring it out, getting it to work, so keeping my fingers crossed.
It sounds like you had two DHCP servers and they were conflicting with each other, so you... If I were you, the way I would set it up is I would put Starlink into bypass mode, which is what it sounds like you did, and then put your mesh system into, like, gateway mode or routing mode to where that's the DHCP server and that's where you configure all the rules and stuff.
That sounds like exactly what I did. Because when I had it in the other mode, I couldn't do any settings or anything through the mesh. And there's not many settings going through the Starlink router. So now, like you said, I have it bypassing the Wi-Fi and router in the Starlink, but all my controls are through the Deco.
That's perfect and exactly how you want it. That's exactly how mine's set up. So all the controls are done through my, you know, my managed gateway rather than Starlink, which you're 100% correct. There's not a whole lot of functionality built into it, and I think that's for good reason. They want to keep it as simple as possible. How's that Starlink Mini been?
So I haven't really gone. We haven't gone anywhere where I've used it. I plugged it in around here, and I'm just on the standby mode until we start going camping and stuff. But just with the standby mode, I'm able to do quite a bit. And that's like the $5 a month.
Okay, I see what you want.
What you see is what you get. Cellular, internet, whatever you want to call them, utility that I've ever used. I've changed plans a bunch. I've gone up. I've gone down. I've used the crap out of it. I've hardly used it. And it always works, and my bill is always exactly what they say it's going to be, so I think you'll be all right. I've been super happy with it. If it was a little bit faster, I would probably keep it as my main internet and get rid of Spectrum, but I also like having two because then I always have one working. But so the Starlink Mini, I wanted one, but I don't have like a practical use case other than a backup for my backup. Did you get a battery case or anything for it, or do you just plug it into a power bank?
So I didn't get the battery bank or battery case for it. I was looking at that, but, man, they want almost as much as I paid for the Mini just for that. It runs fine off a battery pack, battery bank, but I got a couple different cables. So I got one that's a 12-volt, like, what was it, cigarette adapter, and then one with a type C on the end so I can plug it into the power bank, but it's been working great. I mean, like I said, I've only been testing it in the yard and stuff, but hooking it up to all the power sources, it seems good. And then I bought it's a mount for the camper. I have a solar mount jack on it that I never use. So I'm going to pop that out, put the Starlink jack in there. So now I'll have absolutely no cords coming into the camper or anything. I just plug it into the side of the camper and it's done.
Yeah, that's the way. I love those things. I need to get one and put it in standby mode, but it's a tough sell. I don't leave the house. They're just sweet. I actually have to get on the roof and not realign mine, but the tilt's wrong from all that wind we had. It's crazy to think because it's flat and basically laying on my roof as it's all jacked up. I need to touch the Starlink on my phone, too. I keep forgetting I have that. I just haven't been in a situation where I need to use it, but I think they're going to slowly but surely start taking a lot of business from a lot of these other carriers and internet service providers.
I didn't have any issues with them. The only issue I had, and I explained it to them when I called, I'm like, hey, you know, we lose power a lot. I have a whole house generator. But when the power goes out, the node at the corner for Spectrum isn't powered. So I have no internet. I mean, everything, you know, like TV's internet-based and everything. So I'm like, unless you guys can do like a battery backup on that, and they said basically no. So it's nice, you know, when the power does go out, a couple seconds, the generator kicks back on, Starlink boots back up, and I got, you know, we got the whole house of internet in a power outage.
We must be on that same circuit then, because no matter what, if we lose power, I lose internet, at least from Spectrum.
Yeah, I know they have a box, and I'm not sure if it's just my street or maybe it is yours too when they ran it down the street. The box is right at the end of my street, south towards you, and I can see the green light on the box, and every time I lose power, that light's off and no internet. So it's kind of a drag, you know. Plus, I think I was like $90 a month, you know, by the time, you know, all the promotions wore off and all that. And, I'm paying right now, I dropped it down low, which I probably could go a little higher on the Starlink, because when Tyler's gaming or whatever and I got to download something, it takes a little while. But for the house one and the mini, and just in standby mode, I'm paying $55 a month, and we've had zero issues with it.
I think DBF. That's what I mean. It's so cheap and it's so reliable that it's hard to argue with. I called Spectrum to do the same thing because the reason I got Starlink is Spectrum was out, I swear to God, constantly, like every other day. And I was kind of like, I can't live like this. All my cameras, all my TVs, literally everything I do is internet-based. So I called them, like, you guys, you know, your service is terrible. I'm a new customer. I'm down more than I'm up. I want to cancel. And they're like, oh, we're so sorry to hear that. What if we lower your bill to $55 a month with no contract? I'm like, all right, well, it's hard to argue that, sure. So then I switched to Starlink, and at the time I had their best plan, so I was paying $120 for that, which was completely usable. I had no complaints about it. I just, you know, if I'm downloading big files, it takes longer. And then I finally dropped that down. So now I have the Spectrum Gigabit for dirt cheap. And then I got Starlink. I have the residential, I think it's 100 meg unlimited for $50. So for $105 a month, I'll deal with it because I always have internet. Like a couple weeks ago when we had that power outage, I don't know if you lost power or not, but we ran on generator and Starlink for 15 hours. And it was like nothing even happened, other than I had to put, you know, gas in the generator every 8 hours.
KCH, KGL.
I don't know if we lost Phil or not. Go ahead, Tom.
Uh-oh. Did I lose my link there? KCH, KGL.
No, I hear you. I was just waiting. Phil was in here. I don't know if we lost him or not, but go ahead, pick it up.
Well, with Starlink, don't you got to buy all the equipment up front and then get the service kind of thing? I mean, I have not T-Mobile. What's the other one? I have Frontier Fiber, and then it comes with a cell backup. So if fiber goes down, I get the cell backup. I think it's battery powered. I think it's got battery backup. I have to look.
Hey, DMR.
Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, sorry, I think I dropped out, walked away around the house. I think that was Tom I heard. So when I got the Starlink, they were doing some promotion where I didn't have to buy anything. I'm actually, I guess, quote-unquote, renting the dish. There's no rental fee. It's free. I had to pay $20 for shipping to get it. And then the only stipulation is if I cancel or if I ever cancel or anything, I need to ship their dish back. And then with the Starlink Mini, I ended up buying that outright. I think I got it on sale. I think it was like $199, maybe.
Okay, gotcha. Well, I got a UPS. You know, I put a battery in a UPS, and I got that. I just got to get my laser deer here to go behind the TV and plug it in. And then that way, at least I got some battery backup, you know, on that aspect of it.
So I think I did the exact opposite. I bought my main dish, the big one, what is it, the Gen 3 or whatever they're calling it, I bought it refurbished. It was like $210.94 shipped to my door after taxes. And when I opened it up, I'm still convinced it was a new unit. I don't know what all entails with refurbishing them, but it's like when you get Comcast refurbished here, you can't tell if it's used or not. So I bought that. I'm happy I own that already. I was poking around on their website the other day, and I saw that they do that, like, lease or rent program or whatever, but I don't know. Like, what if I want to turn it off for 3 months and I got to ship the thing back? That was my only hesitation, or else if it was, like, you need to keep it active for 12 months and then it's yours, I would probably be more apt to doing it. But I think if I do get a mini, I'll just wait till it goes on sale and buy it.
It's on sale now.
Yeah, that's the only thing. I wasn't too worried about that because it's my only source of internet, so I'm not planning on canceling the house one. And then, like Tom was saying about the battery backup, that's, I was contemplating that, but I don't know. I still might because there is a delay when the power goes out to when the generator kicks on. but I don't know. Those things are, what, a couple hundred bucks, and I don't know if it's worth it for, you know, 3 minutes of not having it on, but I don't know.
UPS, AT&T, or whatever the company is. The main reason you want UPS is for that power surge when they put an initial, you know, amp push through the lines. I love the power strip and the DVR years back when that happened. And it blew my coffee maker. I mean, it just caused a world of hurt to me and my neighbors. So maybe just get a small one, just something to hold the cream cup. I can always dig in there and see how bad they are and give you one of those.
I don't know if that was me losing Tom on receive or what, but I didn't catch any of that.
Nah, I'm coming up county line, so I probably got a crappy signal coming into Mount Clemens right now.
That one was Mobetta. Yeah, the battery backup UPS is good to just protect the stuff. Like, when I was power washing stuff in the driveway the other day, I've got my entire desk on, I don't know, I forgot what size it is. It's not a huge UPS, but it buys me like 15 minutes, and there's software on my desktop. I blew the breaker, was outside for like an hour, came in, my whole room was blacked out, but the computer shut itself down gracefully and, you know, protected all of my electronics. That's really the only reason I use it. They're not meant for runtime, but in your use case, you know, that delay before the generator fires, it'll be enough to keep it running for sure.
Yeah, sorry, I thought it was me, but Tom was in and out too when I was trying to listen. I didn't know if it was me or on his end, but yeah, I heard a little bit about the battery backup. I still will probably get one. I was just kind of mulling it over, you know, but like I said, I don't need it for a long time, but like you guys were saying, that initial surge of off and on, probably good for that.
That's all I had it for, Phil, is our investment for a decent UPS just to cover the transfer. It's way better than getting a third or something.
I'll be right back here. I think this call. I need to get
AWOK.
Hey, Rick. How's it going? Tom, KCKGO. We got Dakota and Phil in there. But I got to jump on now. I got to hit the vape shop and then head home trying to get my Cadillac. So I'll talk to you in a bit. KCKGO.
All right. Sounds good, Tom. Thanks again. Was it Rick?
Yes, sir. How are you guys doing today?
I'm doing good, Rick. It's K-8-T-M-R, name's Phil. I've heard you and Dakota and them talking before. Yeah, for some reason, you're only some numbers. Your DMR ID was showing up on my radio. I don't know if that was an issue on my end or if something happened.
Well, the DMR numbers aren't showing up, or they are showing up. I'm kind of testing something. I'm on an analog handheld running through a clear node that has a digital bridge to DMR, so things might be a little bit goofy.
Oh, okay. No, just the ID was showing up. Your name wasn't. And I thought before when I heard you guys talking, I saw your name on there, so didn't know if it was on my end. I was having some hotspot issues today, so just wanted to rule it out that it was on my end. So you said you're running a analog radio through a clear node with a digital bridge?
I normally have one of my DMR radios, and I've been a little bit negligent on keeping all the radios charged up, so the only thing I had left today was an analog radio, so I thought, well, I could still go through the clear node, and the software, the clear node, has a DMR, a digital bridge, where you can do a DMR, E25, NXDN, a bunch of different stuff. Although I don't really use them, I could just use the DMR. And, Sari, Dakota, you're out, just go ahead, KWOK.
Yeah, I think Dakota had to jump out. I think he had a phone call.
Oh, okay. I missed that part, I guess. Bill, this is Rick on this end, KWJ. I think didn't you used to own the WBARC, the repeater over here near the end of Long Pine Road?
Nope, that is not me. That is another Phil. I'm the Phil. I live like down the street from Dakota.
Oh, okay. yeah, all right. Well, nice to meet you. I'm over here in West Bloomfield, I guess, sort of southwest side of Pontiac, I guess. And maybe have the audio in this little analog radio sounded different than it normally does on my other radio. So it's hard to recognize people.
Not a problem at all. I actually bought this handheld off of Dakota a little bit ago, and I'm kind of new to DMR, so just trying it all out and trying to get the grasp on it. So far I'm liking it. It's pretty good. I like the fact that I can actually sit on my handheld from the house, and I don't need to get on a base unit or anything. I can actually hit some repeaters, so that's nice. Of course, now I can do it on the FBI because Dakota's repeater he put up. That makes it nice. But you said you're over in West Bloomfield area?
Yes, sir. I'm over by Walnut Lake. Orchard Lake and Lone Pine there, if you know where that is. And the link repeaters are nice. The FBI's got a nice system. They go kind of all over the east side kind of thing. And you get a lot of link repeaters there. You can talk all over the place.
Yeah, that makes it pretty nice. Like I said, I'm relatively new. I think I got my general license about a year ago, and maybe actually a little over a year ago now. And probably within maybe the last, I don't know, 3 weeks, maybe started dabbling in the DMR and trying to figure that out after the learning curve of trying to figure out how to program the radio. I think I got that down finally, so it's going pretty good.
Well, welcome to the hobby here, and I guess I'm new also. I've only been about 3 years, I guess. And I know what you mean about first starting out with DMR there. When I got my first DMR radio there, I tried to muddle through programming it on my own. I must have spent 4 months, 5 months, getting frustrated, giving up, and then picking it up and trying it again, back and forth. And I don't know, I finally got the doggone thing running, and I love the heck out of it now.
And you sound so much better now, Rick. Hey, Joe.
Yep, I feel your pain. It took me a while to try to figure it out. A lot of trial and error and a lot of messing up the code plug. But I think I got a decent one built out now, and hopefully I'll just continue to add on that. Who is it? Tom just jumped in, so I guess it's over to you, Rick.
Yeah, it's kind of fun, and good afternoon, Tom. Good to hear you, and go right ahead.
For 1 minute, and he disappears. I read paper up to Mississippi. Motorola, I got the Honeytown, I got the GYT, and I got the... And one luckily, I'm cutting in and out again for some reason. I'm on the road, it gets kind of sketchy. So, I'll jump on again. I'm almost home.
You're going as well. Rick, it was nice meeting you. Nice talking to you. Tom, good talking to you. I just looked at the time. Wife's going to be home. I got to clean up my mess around here real quick. So I will probably be back on later on and talk to you guys maybe later. K8PMR.
K8PMR, NATDF. NATCT listening on statewide one. Nobody heard NATCT out.
Embarrassing.
maybe UIH.